Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello, and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz, and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. We are always thrilled to have you listening to our podcast, taking the time to be intentional about your digestive health. And if you are a first-time listener, we welcome you to this series, and we hope that you'll continue to join us. Please go back and check out our previous podcasts, over 200 of them in our little library of podcasts. And if you're a regular listener, we love you. We love you. Nothing but pure love.
Nice.
So we wanted to continue our series of foods that have been banned in other countries, but not in the United States of America.
Right. Yeah, and we had met somebody recently who was from the UK, right, England, mm-hmm. who has actually been here for about 20, 25 years. Apparently, she was a trophy wife from the war. And so we were talking, and we got on the topic of food, and she was talking about how the food is so different in Europe, right, especially in England, than it is here, and that it was very frustrating for her to come here because there was so many chemicals and preservatives and flavorings that were added to our food here that they don't have in Europe. Hmm. And I was like, well, tell me, give me some examples, you know? And what she and I ended up talking about fit really nicely into this series that we're doing, because one of the things we wanted to talk about was the red dye.
Oh, yes.
Right? Because that's one of the big ones here that people are allergic to, red 40. Mm-hmm. And it's in a lot of our stuff. But she mentioned a lot of other, she said that there are literally 3,000 food additives that are added to our food here in the United States.
Wow.
I want to say that again. 3,000 food additives that are added to our food here in America.
Why?
That are banned in other countries.
Why is the question?
I have no idea. She even said, even McDonald's French fries in the UK mm-hmm. Have something like 15 less ingredients than our French fries here in the States.
Wow.
Why, right? What, does the French fry taste better here than it? She's like, no, it tastes pretty much the same. Hmm. So why add all that extra stuff that's not needed, right? Yeah. All these things that, in my opinion, are making us sick in this country,
absolutely.
Okay? And it's sad. And the other example she gave was Kellogg, right? So Kellogg, they make a lot of cereals, mm-hmm. right? And that's a big one, by the way. There's a lot of these food additives are added to foods, all U.S. foods. Like, there's thousands of foods at the grocery store that have these food additives. But it includes infant foods mm-hmm. and foods specifically targeted toward children. Mm-hmm. Like you look at mac and cheese, right? Okay. Mac and cheese is one. Cheddar-flavored crackers, Jell-O, and a lot of kids' cereals, right? And the main thing that the kids' stuff has are the dyes.
Right.
Okay, so the red 40, the yellow 5, the yellow 6, the blue 2. These are very popularly used dyes mm-hmm. in the United States, okay? And the problem is that research has shown that these additives are causing behavioral problems in children.
Yeah.
Hello. Yes. You know, our children come home every day talking about the kids in the classroom and how misbehaved they are. And it can't be all the parents' problem or fault. Like, it is our food.
Yeah.
Okay. And we're so blind to what's happening with our food. We just are so trusting, you know, mm-hmm. We don't think that, you know, the food in the grocery store could cause damage. You know, I mean, aside from behavioral problems, it could cause cancer, birth defects, other health problems that it's been shown to prove in lab animals.
Right.
Okay. But how could it not be affecting us, okay, and our children? And so countries have banned these food additives. And Kellogg is a good example where they'll use more natural colorants mm-hmm. like paprika, mm-hmm. for example, right? If they want to dye something
more
orange,
yeah,
or yellowish, they'll use paprika.
Well, some of the cheese puffs that you can get like at Sprouts that are a little bit
healthier.
Yeah. Are the orange coloring comes from turmeric.
Turmeric.
Yeah,
right.
From turmeric.
Yeah. And so there's, and then for the red, mm-hmm. you know, they'll use beetroot, mm-hmm. for example, right? To get the red. But, you know, here in the States, they haven't banned those things, right? And so these companies now, I don't know if it's a cost issue, like it's just more expensive to use paprika and turmeric and beetroot versus, you know, red 40 and yellow and blue dyes. I don't know. It's got to be a cost thing, right? Yeah. I can't imagine that the companies here would be poisoning us on purpose.
Right.
Okay. So it's got to be a cost thing. And
well,
because,
we hope not.
Right. And because everyone is so blind here to it, and because honestly, like if you feel the FDA is protecting you, it's not. Okay. Wake up and read your food labels, and you'll learn very quickly how much stuff is in our food today that's not food. Okay. We are eating stuff that is not food today.
We're eating chemicals.
We're eating preservatives. We're eating dyes. We're eating all these things that don't belong in the body. And then we wonder why we're getting sick. We wonder why our kids are getting sick. We wonder why our kids have behavioral problems. We wonder why ADHD and all these different things. And then the kids can't sleep and they can't have a bowel movement. And then we bring them to the doctor. And what do they give them? They just give them medicine. So now our kids are toxic from food. And now we're making them even more toxic with medicine. Okay. And they're starting so young. They're like babies getting on medicine. Like, what is wrong with what is happening today? And it just seems like we're starting to wake up to this conversation, but in my opinion, we're not waking up fast enough. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because, you know, there are some activists here in the States that, you know, will petition and they'll ask certain companies, like there's been, you know, a guy who petitioned Kraft to remove the artificial dyes from Americans' mac and cheese. Okay. But, you know, where does that go? Like, if we keep buying mac and cheese, Kraft isn't going to wake up mm-hmm. here in America. Okay. We can't rely on the FDA to stop these companies. So if we want to stop these companies, we have to stop buying these products. Okay. I promise. I mean, your dollar is what calls the shots in this country, okay? If people stop buying this stuff, it is guaranteed 100% that these companies will stop doing what they're doing and make a better product.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah.
Because they want your money. Mm-hmm. They want your money. And they will do whatever we ask for as a society to get your money. So if we stop buying the crap that's on the shelf today and demand higher quality products and not rely on the FDA to do it for us, that's the only way we're going to change this country.
Yeah.
It's the only way.
Yeah. You know, I read an article about the food dyes being made, you know, basically like from petroleum. Okay, that a lot of these chemicals are made from petroleum and, you know, the same fuel that we put in our vehicles. And like you mentioned, you know, they're found in, you name it, all sorts of common foods that we're eating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Kraft mac and cheese, Minute Maid lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, you know, I mean, I always thought, okay, well, it's lemonade, mm-hmm. it's lemon and water and some sugar, mm-hmm. okay? But it's not just that. You know, Minute Maid lemonade, the Lunchables,
mm-hmm.
The fruit roll-ups, Cheetos,
mm-hmm.
and even like the Light and the Fit Yoplait yogurt. All right?
Yeah.
And it's scary because, you know, we will...
Those are products that are supposed to be healthy products.
Yes.
You know, Yoplait yogurt, for example. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, and it's scary and it's sad because, you know, we want to give ourselves and our kids a treat, mm-hmm. you know. And the sad thing is that, unfortunately, a lot of these treats, you know, that we're feeding ourselves, giving ourselves and to our children have plenty of chocolate, sugar, and then the chemicals. The chemicals that make up, you know, the dyes and the colorings, the artificial flavorings.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, one of the things that we really focus on when we're teaching people, you know, as far as once we start getting them to, when we start educating them on their diet and how to change their diet, is number one, just learning how to read the labels.
Right.
Learning how to read the labels, because if you, and I'm talking about the ingredients.
Right. If not, you look, not the nutrition.
Yeah,
facts.
No. If you look at the ingredients, on, you know, go into your pantry and take a look. And if you've got things in those ingredients that you can't even say,
right,
then that's probably not something that you want in your pantry.
Right.
You know, if you've got something that has more than 6 or 8 ingredients, mm-hmm. the natural flavorings, the natural colorings. Okay. It's usually spices.
Yeah. And then there's 50 different terms for sugar.
Yes.
Right. So if you're reading the label and you don't know what something is, look it up.
Yeah.
Just go, oh, I wonder what that is. Look it up and then make a list. Oh my gosh. Look at how much sugar. There's like 4 different forms of sugar in this product or that product. Right. And just educate yourself. Know what you're putting in your body. Okay, it's not the nutrition facts that matter, it's the ingredients, and that's the stuff that's going in your body. And we just want to stress that there is a healthier alternative for everything you're eating. If you want to know what it is, please let us know. We will send you our food alternatives list for free. Okay, yep. Because we want to educate you on healthier options. You know, our kids do eat a mac and cheese, but it's not Kraft mac and cheese mm-hmm. anymore. There's an organic mac and cheese, okay, that doesn't have all the stuff in it. You know, you want to eat a bag of chips, you want to eat bread, you want to eat pasta, whatever it is, there's a healthier alternative that doesn't have all the chemicals, all the preservatives, all the colorings, all these ingredients that don't belong in our body, okay? And if you start buying those things instead of the stuff that we're typically buying on the shelf today, I promise you, these companies are going to be forced to make changes.
Yeah.
And that's what we need in this country. We need a major shift in thinking and a major shift in buying
mm-hmm.
to get people to wake up. That we're not going to stand for this anymore here, and we're tired of being sick, and we're tired of having ill health. You know, everyone from our little babies all the way up to, you know, being an adult, we're just in such a sick society these days.
So I found an article while we were doing our little research to just kind of prepare for this podcast. And there was one article where the author had a little list of 7 different reasons why she hates artificial food dyes. Mm-hmm. And actually, we resonate with this list. Mm-hmm. So I thought mm-hmm. I'd go through the list.
Sure.
Number one, because food dyes are made in the lab with chemicals that are derived from petroleum, mm-hmm. okay? Now remember, petroleum is a crude oil product, happens also to be used in our gasoline, mm-hmm. okay? Diesel fuel, asphalt, tar, mm-hmm. okay? This is what a lot of these dyes are made out of. Number two, they've been linked to long-term health problems such as cancer, as well as behavioral problems, you know, many other issues, okay? And the 3 most widely used dyes are the red 40, the yellow 5, and the yellow 6. Okay, they've been known to be contaminated with carcinogens. Mm-hmm. Carcinogens are chemicals that can cause cancer.
Cancer, right.
Carcinogen meaning, you know, cancer causing, mm-hmm. okay?
Might as well smoke a cigarette.
That's right. All right, number 3 is, did you know that anything in the UK that has artificial dye is required to have a warning label, mm-hmm. okay? It's required to have a warning label. So you know, that's crazy. Again, mm-hmm. you know, it's so awesome that in these other countries, they're so being so proactive about this.
About educating people. Yeah.
Okay? And basically the label says that that food can have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children.
Wow.
Okay. And one other thing that I thought was interesting is that M&Ms are not that brightly colored in other countries.
Interesting.
Yeah. They're not that brightly colored in some of the countries outside of the US because the manufacturers want to do, would rather do away with the artificial dye than to put the warning label on their product.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, we've got these beautifully colored M&Ms and, you know, remember those colors,
mm-hmm.
remember those colors aren't made from beetroot and
right.
turmeric and,
right.
you know, you name it. Number four, the synthetic food dyes have been shown to cause an increase in hyperactivity in children, okay? And even though there's some of the information that is, there's been controversy between the literature, and if you read some things, it'll say, well, this hasn't really been proven. You know, I think that there's enough suggestion out there
mm-hmm.
that, and we have enough behavioral problems
right.
with children that should make us question, okay, what's going on?
Right.
Why all of a sudden do we have a generation of kids that, you know, that are having issues?
Right.
Okay. And I think we can trace it back to our diet.
Right.
Number five, they add absolutely no value to the food that we're eating. Okay. In fact, if anything, they probably pose more serious risk.
Right.
All right. And number six, they trick your senses. All right. They trick your senses. And then the last one on the list was they are definitely contributing to the obesity epidemic. All right. And that's not only in adults, but in children
right.
also.
Absolutely.
All right. In children. So that was actually a really great article that talks, you know, has a lot of great things in it. But you know what? The bottom line is just to make you aware that not all the food out there is the best for you.
Right.
Okay. And for you to just be aware. Be aware that some of these beautifully colored treats that we eat, you know, may not be the safest foods for us.
Yeah. And just because it's at the grocery store doesn't mean it's safe.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to catching you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.